During the delegations portion of the March 7th Pocahontas County Board of Education meeting, Whitney Beveridge wanted the board to create a position for a trauma counselor at the Greenbank Elementary Middle School because of a number of recent tragedies among the students there. She also expressed other concerns about the school's performance. Superintendent Beam responded to Beveridge's concerns.
I think what we have planned to do for Greenbank will be what we've done so far, and I think it will meet with a lot of approval by your school. I can't share what that is right now, but I don't want you to think that, well, they didn't hear anything I said because I've heard everything you've said.
In his superintendent's report, Beam added that he had met with the staff at the Greenbank School in February and spent an hour discussing with them their ideas to improve the academic achievement levels at the school, which has been designated by the state as being academically challenged. Beam also said that he sees a need to have an ambulance standing by during home basketball games as they do at home football games. He said that just as the schools joined a class action lawsuit against a vape manufacturer, Juul, a couple of years ago, they are considering a request from the same law firm to join a class action suit against social media companies for the damages they caused to school performance. For his special recognitions, Beam provided a list of names of student winners of the Young Writers Contest and the Social Studies Fair, which you can see in this story on our website, www.AlleghenyMountainRadio.org. Terrell McSweeney discussed safety concerns because of a lack of a visitor's Wi-Fi network at the schools. She said that while she attended a basketball game at the middle school where her daughter was playing, her son broke his wrist while playing at the high school basketball game in Bath County, and people couldn't reach her to get her authorization for him to get emergency care in Bath County, although they eventually contacted her through the sheriff's department. Chris Sutton, a math teacher at PCHS, told the board that there is a need to add a full-time STEM teacher to replace the current half-time math teacher. He said that for a fairly small increase in salary with no increase in benefits cost, the STEM teacher would be able to also teach additional courses which would help students win promised scholarships. Additionally, the board approved the state-proposed levy rates. Class 1 is $19.40, Class 2, $38.80, and Classes 3 and 4 are both $77.60. They approved the proposed school calendar for next school year. They approved their annual agreement with the West Virginia Extension Service and with the County Extension Service. They approved an agreement with West Virginia University and its Eberly College of Arts and Sciences School of Social Work to allow their students to provide clinical education and fieldwork here and to encourage students to go into social work. They approved an agreement with the West Virginia Department of Education's Community in Schools, or CIS, to implement the new CIS model of integrated support at Marlinton Middle School. They approved a brand new Grow Your Own Teacher Apprentice program to provide daily classroom services in the county schools. They approved to add the CVB's road cleanup program to PCHS's approved fundraiser list. And finally, they approved the recommended list of personnel actions, which can also be seen with this story on our website. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.